We all knew of the boy, and of his mother and father, and of theirs before them even. He had a gaggle of sisters and brothers, some flung to the four winds and some still local, and a clatter of cousins and clan all along the far end of the Ashdown Road. They all came out of the villas in the heart of our parish, and separate from us. They'd come to the court to root for him, and to jostle and swear in the foyer and profess their love for him and decry the terrible injustice that was being done, and slag was said and lying bitch, and one of them got wicked shorty and was dragged away kicking to a paddy wagon, and a cat was set among the pigeons then, and a skirmish threatened to expand fully into battle, and we formed a circle of decent men around John P. and his wife and daughter, and the guards in turn ringed us, and we moved in unison to the courthouse gates and into the waiting years. I was sitting outside the Commodore's mansion, waiting for my brother Charlie to come out with news of the job. It was threatening to snow and I was cold, and for want of something to do, I studied Charlie's new horse, Nimble. My new horse was called Tub. We did not believe in naming horses, but they were given to us as partial payment for the last job, with the names intact, so that was that. Our unnamed previous horses had been immolated, so it was not as though we did not need these new horses, but I felt we should have been given money to purchase horses of our own choosing. Horses without histories and habits and names they expected to be addressed by. In the off moors, down through the mist bands, God-cursed Grendel came greedily loping. The bane of the race of men roamed forth, hunting for a prey in the high hall. Under the cloud murk he moved towards it until it shone above him, a sheer keep of fortified gold.